Good evening, Australia. It's Paige Estrotori here, bringing you another round of the weekly insurance news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. Join us as we dig into the top stories this week shaping the financial landscape. Coming up, we have a customer advocacy case that sets a new precedent for how insurance companies handle issues in rural areas. A botched roof repair job turned into a landmark case when the Australian Financial Complaints Authority stepped in on behalf of a distressed homeowner. After a long 4-year dispute, the homeowner, initially offered only $9,345 for substandard roof repairs, received $42,000 to rectify the damages. On top of this, an additional $2,000 compensation was granted for the emotional distress caused, demonstrating the insurance industry's obligation to the policy. Turning to corporate news, Clearview Wealth has made significant strides after focusing solely on life insurance. The firm reported a 32% increase in life insurance underwriting profits, with their total earnings soaring to a whopping $17.3 million. Clearview is set to further enhance its financial stability, projecting a rise in in-force premiums to $400 million within the next 3 years, thanks to innovative technology implementation led by Managing Director Nadine Goodrick. Elsewhere in the world of superannuation, the road to bequeathing super to charities is looking a bit bumpy. The Association of Superannuation Funds of Australia, or AFA, cautions against proposals that permit death benefits directly going to charities, warning that doing so might provoke operational and legal complications. Before any policy shift, AFA suggests thorough analysis considering potential implications is required. And in a groundbreaking legal adjustment, the Victorian Supreme Court has drawn a line, setting cost boundaries for the class action against Insurance Australia Group, or IAG. Justice Lisa Nichols has made an essential stand in maintaining fairness within the judicial system by capping legal fees at 30%, serving the best interests of the plaintiffs involved in the IAG class action suit. The lawsuit pertains to IAG's alleged policy misrepresentation, specifically on COVID-19 claims. This fixed fee structure surely paves the path towards a fairer compensation process for all stakeholders involved. And that's all for this week. We appreciate you choosing Financial Services Online for your news. For more details on personal and business insurance, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next week, this is Paige Estrotori signing off, hoping you have a wonderful week ahead.